Well, I'm particularly pleased that Carrickfinn has been recognised once again, and there's a grant of $320,000 been made onto the Regional Airports Programme, and it supports the airport with both capital and operational grants for projects. And of course, there was funding earlier in the year for capital works at Carrickfinn. Carrickfinn is so vitally important to the economic, social life of West Donegal, and I travel on it regularly to Dublin, and I'm very impressed with the increased numbers. Over 43,000 will have used Carrickfinn this year, both going to and from Dublin and to and from Glasgow. Now, the funding, which has just been announced, it's on top of a grant of $341,000 for the airport earlier in the year, and that was to cover capital works at the airport. So when we travel to Dublin, of course, we must remember that we pay about €30 per single flight. That's subsidised by the department, known as the public service obligation, which is extremely important, because to travel to Dublin on a flight that wouldn't be subsidised, I do believe that we couldn't afford this at all. But on the other hand, the flights to Glasgow are not subsidised, and the airport and the airline try and keep them to a minimum.
Any funding granted is to be welcomed indeed, but is it not a cause of concern that Donegal Airport received the smallest allocation?
Well, I'm not surprised that you asked me that question, Catherine, because this is all pro rata. If we look at the Donegal as against Knock, which is about twice or more that, Kerry actually is only 1.5 times, and their passenger rates are much greater. No, it's the overall performance at the airport that decides it, and I think this in itself is indicative of how successful Donegal Airport are managing the airport.